In my high school years, I enjoyed school so much. I was editor of the school paper, and we won a national journalistic award the year that I was the editor, and that was exciting, mm-hmm. very exciting.
Now, did you then attend both Roosevelt and Garfield, or just Garfield?
No, just Garfield.
And did your brothers attend Garfield also?
We all went to Garfield High School, but I had a lot of cousins who went to Roosevelt.
Oh.
Because they lived in the North End.
Right.
The Evans cousins went to Roosevelt. But the interesting thing about education, the academic education that I received in Canada was superior to what we had in the United States. We had other things that were good, but I really got a very, very good education in Canada, and so did my brothers. But I have no complaints about, certainly, and you know that today Garfield High School is one of the finest schools around, and it still has a magnificent music program, and the two schools, Garfield and Roosevelt, have always been competitors, mm-hmm. and of course Garfield's athletic program though won the city championship in football every year, mm-hmm. that I was there, and it was exciting. Daddy loved the high school football games, and he used to take us to all the games and any of my friends that he wanted a ride. So I was not quite 17 when I started to the university, and I was chosen to be a part of a pilot program where there were 150 students divided into three groups, and the first term. Quarter, we could choose between French, German, and Spanish.
Wow.
Well, I'd had both French and German in high school, and I really enjoyed German, so I chose the German. And we devoted all of our time, 10 hours credit to the language, and then 5 hours of auxiliary English.
Wow.
And we had to write a thesis about a subject that we chose for our English classes. The second quarter, we had a choice between history, economics, and political science, and I chose history. And the way it was set up, we would have two lectures a week when all 50 would be on the lecture, mm-hmm. and then we would have, on the other days, we had squads that were about 7 or 8 people, and we had discussions. And that term, I wrote my thesis on the religion and art of the Maya. And you know, it was so interesting. There was not a lot of research had been done about the Central American civilizations. Dr. Giovanni Costigan was our professor, and he was a graduate of Oxford, and he was wonderful. Anyway, we had 8 civilizations we studied, and they were considered the 8 primary civilizations of the world. And I just thought that it would be interesting to explore the Central American cultures, because I didn't know very much about them, and I did know quite a bit about the other civilizations of the world. Now, don't do that. Anyway, get down. It was just a wonderful concept. They were teaching like the European universities teach. And unfortunately, after the first year, they didn't have enough money to continue it. But the spring course, we had a choice of geology, geography, and zoology. And I chose geology. And it was a wonderful course because we learned both historical and physical geology. And our field trip, we took to where they were building the Grand Coulee Dam.
A challenge to reclamation engineers to match the wonders of the Ice Age, to duplicate the glacial dam which centuries before had blocked the Columbia.
We spent a whole weekend, and it was very, very educational.
To make 1 million acres bloom anew, to build an industrial empire from the wasted power of the Columbia.
The wonderful thing was, you see, in Puget Sound Basin, you can't really see the geology of the history of how this came about.
They moved mountains and froze a landslide, laid down 10 million yards of concrete.
But in eastern Washington, there's so much exposed layers of rock that you can see the history and the fossils and so many different things. And there again, this was entirely new to me. I had never, to this day, I look for hanging valleys and all the wonderful things that you learn about the construction of our Earth that I learned in that course. It was very worthwhile. Then my sophomore year, it wasn't continued, but I knew I was a history major, so I went on to take two courses from Dr. Costigan in English history. That was his field. And there was another very fine professor, C. Eden Quayton, and his specialty was French history, and he had graduated from Cambridge. So we just had such a wonderful, wonderful education from those men in my field, and I was a straight-A student because I was just so interested. There wasn't any question about reading about it and right. Learning about it. And particularly Dr. Costigan had so many little vignettes of stories and things that he knew. He just knew about everything. He was wonderful. He was a wonderful professor.